This is The String. I'm Craig Havighurst. Roots rocker Will Hoag is as Nashville as Hot Chicken and Studio B.
There's some seeds you plant that never grow. They fly away when the first winds start to blow.
He grew up in Franklin down the road and took his forceful, tuneful sound to the top of the local and regional music scene before truly breaking out with the album Carousel in 2000. Since then, he's toured internationally, played the key late-night TV shows, and built a deeply loyal fan base. And if you were a Nashville-based live music lover in the last two decades, Will Hoag has been a staple in your life. Music City's answer to Springsteen and Tom Petty. Now 47, with a family, Hoag is diversifying, adding a new enterprise to his music career. It's an app-based car service with a green twist, an all-electric fleet. It's a small but spirited new competitor to Lyft and Uber, and it seemed like the perfect vehicle, literally, to catch up with Hoag and hear about his new album called Anchors.
We'll see you in a minute then.
All right.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
It's a Friday afternoon in East Nashville, and I've been invited to ride in a rock star's limousine.
All right, close us in.
Oh my gosh.
Not the usual scenario, however. This white Tesla SUV isn't Will Hoag's personal ride. He's a partner in the company that owns and operates it, Nashville Electric Transportation. Hoag and his team call it NET. I climb in with Hoag and his two sons, George and Liam.
We are cruising now in the first NET Model X 90D. Well, we wanted to really try to make a bigger impression with electric vehicles here in Nashville, and we wanted the whole service to be based around that. And so once we got in the first Tesla and drove it, we were sold.
And as for why a successful singer-songwriter wound up as founder of a tech-oriented startup, Hoag has a wide-ranging story to tell.
You know, you build a music career long enough, and when you do that the right way, you can earn yourself a little bit more time, you know, and so I was fortunate for years when I started having kids, and my wife and I, you know, went on that journey. We were able to dedicate some time, obviously a lot of time, to that. But, you know, now records, you know, I've gotten myself on a good clip with that, and I feel like I've kind of got my path carved. So this just, it's not something I had huge intentions on, but my best friend and I, one of my partners, we've been friends since the fourth grade, and we've talked about kind of random things for years. And we started talking about Teslas, and when this idea got hatched, we got serious about it. We wrote it up, and we did a real business plan and really did our research, and we took it to a bunch of business managers that I've worked with, you know, in the music business, and everybody looked at it, and nobody would tell us that it was stupid. And so we said, well, let's try it. And so we got the first car, and you know, that's been about 5 months ago that the app's been live, and it's growing every week.
Will Hoag says NET is priced somewhere between an Uber and a private car service, a sort of business class luxurious ride. He and his partners are aiming at business travelers, visiting musicians and groups, or couples on an outing. There are 6 cars in the fleet. Customers book travel on the web or an app. They're promised a professional full-time driver who's been formally background checked. Our chauffeur is Steve Jones.
I've been driving with limousine services since 2005. But this is my favorite by far, not only the make of the car, but to see the people so excited. You know, for example, this morning I took 6 ladies out to Cheekwood. You ever been to Cheekwood? And I drove up to pick them up. They're like, oh my goodness, do we order this? Do we have to pay more for this? And I said, no, it's fine. It's moderately priced so that people can afford it and enjoy it. And they just had the time of their life. They wanted to know everything about the mirror, the glass, how fast it goes, how quick it can get to 0 to 60, which is 2.5 seconds, by the way.
For the record, that's faster than a Lamborghini. The car is nice. And backing me up are George and Liam, who've been riding quietly in the back seat all this time.
I really, really like this car. Whenever it drives, it feels so smooth.
We left town in a borrowed car, not sure just where to go. So we drove west on 40, straight into the glow of that pastel colored sunset where no one really knows if it's saying, boy, keep driving or turn and go back home.
As it turns out, Hoag's sons also played a part, unwitting but vital, to the stimulation of Hoag's new album, Anchors.
I got really burned out a year and a half ago and wasn't sure that I was, how I was even going to do this anymore. And they have started a band called The Lonely Man. And they were rehearsing in our garage. And it was just this, in this really dark depression of not knowing how or why I wanted to do this anymore, I heard these three kids just making this racket and in love with it and really working on songs and trying. And I watched from my bedroom window the joy that they, you know, had in doing that. And it took me back to being 17 and getting a guitar for the first time and wanting to start a band and wanting to write songs. And I wrote the song from the record called 17 that night. And that was really sort of the catalyst for the whole record.
And the days creep by like a honey sweet and slow, floating like a song on the radio, lost somewhere between the truth and make-believe. Honey, don't you know that's just the way it goes when you're 17?
I guess it's sort of about falling in love over and over again, about not just your partner, but life and where you are and what you do and how you pursue those things.
That's the sound we're more familiar with coming from Hoag. The sturdy, memorable melodies, the country-inflected stringed instruments, the swelling horns. It's album number 10 for an artist who remains in constant forward motion.
Out in front of my house, you lean over and kiss me slow. Is it the first one or the last one? It's just too soon to know. And the days creep by like a honey sweet and slow, floating like a song on the radio, lost somewhere between the truth and make-believe. Honey, don't you know that's just the way it goes when you're 17? Yeah, I know it sounds strange, but it's never gonna change when you're 17.